Infantry Division flagged the 4th Combat Brigade, which was a significant event. It kind of went under the radar scope, but we kind of lost that brigade and lost about 2,300 soldiers associated with that brigade. So one of the things that we're trying to do now is increase force structure. In the latest National Defense Authorization Act, it increased the Army 8,000 soldiers. That's great because it reverses sequestration, that downward trend of soldiers departing the force, and now shows a positive increase. And so with that, here in Kansas, what we're trying to do is set ourselves up to say, hey, listen, we lost a brigade combat team in 2012. We think that Fort Riley is an incredible place to house additional soldiers and force for readiness and for deployability. And so that's one of the efforts that we're doing as the Governor's Military Council is trying to build a strategy plan, a campaign plan that works to increase force structure to Fort Riley specifically, which will, number one, become an economic impact once again for the community, and number two, will help Fort Riley and the 1st Infantry Division out with regards to op tempo.
Okay. Your end thoughts. I didn't warn you ahead of time, but you've already come up with some ideas during our break and when you first came in. But hard to believe 2017 is coming to a close. But just maybe some of the different things you've been working on and what you would consider highlights.
Sure. You know, one of the things specifically that we've been working on early on when I came into this position, we had a realization about licensure compacts and licenses for some of our spouses and dependents that come into the state that are professionals. They could be nurses, for example. We've worked really hard with some of our legislators here in the state to try to make sure that we're doing best by the state of Kansas with regards to keeping the intellectual capital associated with those particular career sets and skill sets here in the state of Kansas. And what I feel positive about is we're moving in the right direction to facilitate a smooth transition of those licenses to being accepted here in the state of Kansas, so we don't charge additional fees. We don't put additional rigor on those particular skill sets or professionals, and they feel comfortable in staying here in the state of Kansas and practicing. Some of those are shortfalls we have here in the state, and we sorely need that type of individual to practice here in our borders. So that's one thing we worked on that I feel pretty proud that's moving in a positive direction. The National Defense Authorization Act put language in there that said it will reimburse individuals for licensures up to $500, and I'm hoping that gets funded as well in the current budget.
So that's a highlight there. Anything else? I mean, of course, obviously we had several discussions in the last year about base realignment and closure and the status of that.
Right.
And
you know, a lot of people are still concerned about BRAC, and they should be. As we've talked in the past, you know, I run across people and they say, well, you know, we're growing, we're not going to have a BRAC. The military is constantly assessing infrastructure, and because infrastructure costs a lot of money to maintain. And so as you look at our installations and the military looks at it under a wide umbrella, we've got to make sure that we keep a close eye on base realignment and closure. Fort Riley, located in the center of the continental United States, is, in some people's perception, landlocked. And you can't deploy out of there rapidly, which is absolutely wrong. But it is a paradigm that we have to break. We have a main line from Union Pacific that lies right on the post. That was a great initiative that was executed many years ago that enables us to upload, deploy a brigade combat team, an armored brigade combat team, out of Fort Riley within about 72 to 96 hours and have it to a port. That is incredibly fast. A lot of people look at that and go, 72 hours, 96 hours, that's a long time. It is really light years when it comes to mobilizing an armored brigade combat team. And we've done it. We've proven it. And Fort Riley has won deployability awards 8 out of the last 9 years from Forcecom. So that's great news. And then, you know, we've had a lot of deployments back and forth. You know,
you're a mind reader. I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Well, about, you know, and so for a short period of time, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the division, we actually had all the flags sitting on Fort Riley, which was a rarity. I know Joe Martin, the commanding general at Fort Riley, was very happy to have that happen. We had a huge celebration out there. There was a lot of events. But just as soon as that event was over, we deployed people out the door again. 2nd Brigade went to Europe and is now standing on point with U.S. Army Europe as a deterrent to our Russian friends that sit across the border. And so they're in Poland, they're in Hungary, Romania, and a bunch of other places.
Well, and as you say, too, we always have to keep up to date. And it's really difficult. The numbers are fluid at Fort Riley. I don't even know if you could hazard a guess what
15,730 soldiers.
That's currently?
That's currently.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and in 2012, for example, it was about 19,000. So, you know, we want to bring that number back up to about that 18,000 to 19,000.
And, of course, oftentimes there are civilians associated, too, and spouses, and I don't know. That number also is fluid and can make a big difference in the economy that direction, too.
Absolutely. You know, 45% of the economy in the Central Flint Hills is from the Department of Defense. So when you think about it, specifically Fort Riley, the civilians, the dependents, that's a huge number when you think about it. And we don't even really get an accurate picture of how many spouses are working and what that impact is as well, which I think is significant when you think about the paradigm shift. From when I came in, about 11% of the soldiers were married. Now you've got upwards of 65% to 67% of the soldiers are married.
Boy, it is amazing, definitely. Well, it looks like we might be getting a phone call. I don't want to start a whole new thought if that's for us. We only have about a minute left, though, as we kind of get close to wrapping up. But anything else you're kind of wanting to highlight?
No, you know, personally, I appreciate the opportunity to come in and be able to speak. And I always look forward to individuals, giving me their questions.
Real quickly, and we only literally have about less than a minute now. Go ahead, please.
Well, we have 15,730 on the installation now. They're assigned here, but there is a brigade combat team that is deployed, and that's approximately 5,000 soldiers from 2nd Brigade Combat Team that are in Europe.
Thanks for the question. Thanks.
Right now, there's about 10,000, and that shifts and adjusts. It increases and decreases because we do have reserve component. Formations that come in and train, and active component that come from outside the state of Kansas that come to Fort Riley and train as well.
Thank you for the question. Do appreciate it. Again, been a pleasure, and Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins with us today. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.